AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Russia's transport minister says investigators are eyeing all possible causes for the crash of a Russian military plane, including terror. The aircraft went down in the Black Sea just after taking off from Sochi this morning. The plane was heading to Syria, where members of the Russian Army Choir were set to perform at a Russian military base. All 92 people aboard are believed to have died. So far, rescuers have recovered 10 bodies. Israel continues to press forward with promises of retaliation and damage control after the U.S. allowed an anti-settlement resolution to pass the U.N. Security Council. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling the U.S.'s abstention from the vote a new low in American-Israeli relations.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away.
Netanyahu with reporters there. He also told a weekly meeting of his cabinet earlier that Israel is considering a plan of action against the UN, though he didn't elaborate.
Pace alle donne.
A message of peace and consolation for people living in regions of conflict this Christmas Day. Pope Francis here praying for peace for those in eastern Ukraine. He also pressed the international community to find a negotiated solution to the Syrian war and urged Israelis and Palestinians to abandon hate and revenge. An estimated 40,000 tourists and Romans were on hand at the Vatican to hear his Christmas message. A blizzard could bring as much as 15 inches of snow and winds of up to 55 miles an hour to North Dakota, western South Dakota, and a small section of eastern Montana today and into tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. President-elect Donald Trump is taking steps to dissolve his charitable foundation.
The dissolution of the Donald J. Trump Foundation would do away with one of the potential conflicts of interest that critics have voiced concerns about. But the foundation is also under investigation by the New York State Attorney General's office. In a statement, Trump says the foundation operated at essentially no cost for decades, with 100% of the money going to charity.
AP correspondent Mike Gracia reporting. Iran says it will only pay half of the announced price for 80 new planes it's buying from Boeing. State media reports an official cited reductions in purchasing options in saying that the country would pay only around $8 billion for the planes versus the original $16 billion. Iraqi officials are reporting deadly bombings in and around Baghdad today. Police saying all the bombings targeted commercial areas, killing at least 11 civilians and wounding 34 other people. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.